I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. It is not my purpose, but I understand what I say today may upset a lot of people. Religious surveys from several years ago revealed that 68% of men in evangelical churches, along with 53% of the pastors, regularly view pornography. You would think that exposing such numbers would cause shock and repentance, but actually the opposite is true. When people see that such a large percentage of church people are involved in such a thing, they feel consoled that they are not the only one partaking of the uncleanness. It's as though they think if so many are doing it, then it must be normal or even acceptable. This is what the Apostle Paul called strong delusion. The use of pornography is adultery. The use of pornography is an act of fornication. There is no statement that is more supported by the Word of God than this. Jesus himself told us, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." That's Matthew 5:28. What is the use of pornography but the act of looking upon an unclothed woman to stimulate and fulfill your unclean lust? A married man that uses pornography is an adulterer before God. An unmarried man that uses pornography is what the Bible calls a fornicator or a whoremonger. The same is true for women who use pornography. If both a man and a wife use pornography together, then they have what is called an open marriage. They have perverted the sanctity of marriage and have abased themselves like they were the beast of the field. What is equally, if not more shocking, is the percentage of pastors who confess to using pornography. If these survey percentages are true, then over half the pastors in evangelical churches are adulterers, and they are ministering their adulterous spirit to those who hear them. Some of these pastors think because they openly admit it, they are somehow demonstrating their humility. No! These are those the Apostle Paul spoke of whose glory is in their shame. He said that in Philippians 3:9. Those who tell you that unclean lusts are just normal for a child of God are lying to you. They may believe it, but it is still a lie. The Apostle Peter told us the redeemed have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He said that 2 Peter 1:4. The very essence of salvation is the cleansing of our hearts by the blood of Christ. I do not present myself as your example, but I can honestly tell you that Jesus Christ washed the filth out of my unclean and vile heart 41 years ago and has kept it clean from lust all these years. Remember, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. That means you. Those involved in pornography are in danger of eternal damnation, and most do not even know it. They are dangling over the lake of fire, hanging only by a thread which could break at any time. Their pastors and teachers tell them they are all right, but it is not the truth. The Word of God is clear, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. That's Hebrews 13:4. Paul also told us, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers shall inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Those who tell you differently are the ones deceiving you. I speak these things to those involved in this perversion because I care for your soul more than I care for your friendship. Jesus Christ shed his blood to take away your sin and purify your heart. You can continue as one of whom the Bible says, "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." He says that 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. Or you can be one who lays hold of Jesus Christ in repentance and faith until he washes the filth from your heart. My friend, your eternity depends upon it. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Before I go, I want to invite you to join us for Spring Camp Meeting 2024. It's April 11th through 14th at Calvary Outreach Church in Conroe, Texas. You can email us at contact@cochurch.org or call us at 281-572-9200 for more information. Thank you. God bless you, and see you there. Though 10,000 angels see